This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Last week, the Louisiana Department of Health announced a behavioral health program for youth would be eliminated effective April 1st. Senator Fred Mills called Wednesday's Health and Welfare Committee meeting to discuss that action.
As the elimination of this program has a direct impact on over 40,000 children, and there are only 2 weeks between publication of the emergency rule and elimination of the program, this committee has deemed it prudent to exercise our oversight authority.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden said this program is on the chopping block as a result of the special session debate over whether the rainy day fund or attrition savings would fill the budget shortfall.
The combination of not having that rainy day money, not being able to fully realize cuts from the attrition language, puts us in the position that we're in today.
Legislators directed the administration to find $12 million in attrition savings. In other words, money from unfilled jobs. Darden says they haven't found that much. Deputy Undersecretary Jeff Reynolds explained the department has to cut $10.3 million from their budget between now and June 30th. And cutting behavioral health is one of very few options to do that.
This budget cut is about $2.2 million of state general fund within the department.
While the legislature did ultimately favor cuts over using all the rainy day fund available, Senator Jay Luno says a cut like this one wasn't the intention.
I don't think that any of us envision that we would eliminate a program that directly affects the most vulnerable of our citizens, our children.
Without objection, the committee rejected the elimination of the program. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.